Day 28, the winning team. Let's just read from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 7 and verse 11. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. In these scriptures, we are encouraged to recognise discipline as the friend who will enable us to run our race like a champion. We have a stadium of heroes who have completed their race and who are now cheering us forward, reminding us to run with perseverance and not give up. We are part of an internal relay race, and we have the best coach who will train us for excellence. George Washington left us with a wonderful challenge in this quote. Discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small numbers formidable, procures success to the weak, and esteem to all. It is so easy to get absorbed with the personal success and forget the bigger picture of working together as a team. We must cross the line together and enjoy each of us being a winner as we run our race. I remember chatting to my husband Gordon about his officer training days in the army. He recalled that one of the lessons he had to learn quickly was how to work as a team and ensure that everyone was working in their area of gifting and fulfilling their potential. Many of their training exercises involve taking responsibility for those around you and helping them complete tasks within the expected time, and not just getting the best time for yourself. You were only finished when the whole team crossed the line. You could not rely on your personal achievement alone to promote you. You had to learn to watch for others and help them succeed too if you wanted to pass your exams and become an officer. I believe that this insight addresses so much of the competitiveness that we see in the church. We should be playing to our strengths and ready to cover our friends' weaknesses. We should be watching and helping each other reflect Christ more completely in our neighbourhoods and nations. This is the time for us to stand together as a disciplined army, ready to sacrifice for the greater good. The race we are called to run is not just about us and our personal success, but depends totally upon us having the right response and making the good decision. A good leader is one who can motivate his troops to volunteer and sacrifice their lives because of their respect for him and their commitment to the cause. Let us run this race with excellence, ensuring that we all win the prize. Before you pray, take a moment to consider the challenges you have felt as you've read this week's meditations. Then make the choice to change and run with disciplined sacrifice. So, Father, we come. Give me a new awareness of those around me. Help me run my race with a passion to see others succeed. Deliver me from all the competitiveness and jealousy that could limit my race. As I read these scriptures again, help me to recognise your instruction in my life and help me be trained by it. Let me embrace difficulty, understand that there can be a harvest of blessing if I respond correctly. Let me hear those crowds of witnesses encouraging me to run. Amen.